Welcome to our first ever nonprofit news pod. On occasion, there are going to be events significant enough to the nonprofit community that we want to bring attention to them through our network. We'll be brief, and they'll highlight something you should be aware of in the interest of the greater nonprofit community. Our very first guest ever on the Nonprofit News Pod is Carrie Wood of the Sacramento Region Community Foundation. So, Carrie, what's the big news? What are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited to be part of this first ever cast, and I think it's just fantastic that we're spreading the word about some big things. Speaking of which, we have the big day of giving coming up on May 2nd. And so that is what is taking up a lot of our attention right now at the Sacramento Region Community Foundation. And Big Day of Giving is a 24-hour online, we call it a giving frenzy. It's that excitement that builds around supporting our area's nonprofits. This year, we have 820 nonprofit organizations that are participating.
Is that our largest year ever?
It is.
Congratulations.
We've broken all records this year. It was 760 last year. And so to get to that 820 mark is very exciting. And one of the ways that we believe this growth is happening, or the reasons we see this growth happening, is that we have worked to make it easier for especially our newer and smaller nonprofits to get engaged and be part of it. This year, we have also changed which may sound like a small thing, but we think it could potentially be a big thing. And that is the minimum donation amount has been $15, and we've lowered it to $10. We want as many people as possible to experience giving and what it feels like to be a philanthropist.
So we have more nonprofits participating this year than ever before. We have our lower cost of entry, so to speak, so more people can get engaged with the organization of choice. How does one find out about the organizations to know if the organization they're interested in is participating?
Right. That's such a great question. We have a database of nonprofits that are registered for Big Day of Giving through bigdayofgiving.org. Mm-hmm. You can go in, you can search for not just a specific nonprofit, but you can also search for the type of nonprofit that you're interested in. You may love animals and you just can't make up your mind about which organization. There are several options and you can do your own research through this very easy to use database.
So that's if I go where? Where do I find it?
So if you go right to bigdayofgiving.org, that will be one of the first pages that will pop up. And you will see a search bar and you can type in anything from animals to a specific name. You can, if you're interested in food for those that are food insecure, if you're interested in healthcare, if you're interested in caring for the seniors in our region, the list goes on. You can search through the bigdayofgiving.org website and you can not only learn a lot, but it'll help you narrow down where you'd like to give.
So it does give you a description of the organizations that you might be interested in. And then is it just a credit card? You post your credit card and it just gets charged automatically and then the rest comes on the back end of what your contribution was?
Exactly. So then those dollars go back to the particular nonprofit that you have designated through our system. So all those dollars reach the nonprofits. And gosh, this is our 12th year. Over the past 11 years, collectively, our community has raised $91 million for our local nonprofits.
Wow.
And we are working to break that $100 million mark and then some this year.
So what has been an average year in terms of the donations given for Big Day of Giving?
The last couple of years, we've raised over $13.5 million. It was $13.8 million last year. Again, we're breaking records every year. And when Big Day of Giving first started, the amount raised was $300,000. So you can see what an incredible growth trajectory we've been on.
From $300,000 to $13 million in a day? In one day?
Yeah, in one day. So we've had, you know, this is over the years,
yes.
Right? So back in 2013, about $300,000 was raised. And now, you know, we're raising almost $14 million in one day.
That's an incredible number. Okay,
so
we've got to get everybody pumped. They have to get excited. This is to the benefit of the entire nonprofit community. Big Day of Giving, May 2nd, 24 hours, the full day, right?
A full day, but we do have pre-scheduled giving that has started now. So if you are going to be gone on May 2nd, you can go in, you can give now, and those dollars will be scheduled to be counted on the contributions received on May 2nd.
That's fantastic. And again, it's bigdayofgiving.org.
Yes.
All right. And we're looking to beat every other year to have this be our biggest year. It's the largest number of opportunities to contribute that we've ever had. And it's got the lowest threshold of opportunity to participate. So we can engage more people, get more people in the philanthropy, engaged with an organization that they may have an interest in. And that is fantastic. Carrie, yes. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Let's go Sacramento. Let's make it the biggest year ever for Big Day of Giving. And we'll look forward to the results. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.